Stand by for the Terry Saul Show in 5, roll tape, 4, cue Terry, 3, bring audio up, 2, stand by, 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM, FM, and AM. I am your host. I'm so glad you joined us this morning. Today, we're broadcasting from Riverfront Park. It's beautiful out here this morning. And my special guest is a 15-year-old freshman in high school, Lauren Simpson. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I remember meeting you for the first time. You were 3 months old. Do you remember?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you remember that,
I
right?
I definitely remember
when
I was 3 months old. Yes, those were the good times.
Yep,
no high school stress.
You are Captain Richard and Barbara's granddaughter.
Yes.
And I met you on the Willamette Queen on Mother's Day.
Oh.
And I said, who is that beautiful little baby there? And they said,
Thank you. You
like to hold her? And I said,
yeah.
Sure. And I got a picture holding you at 3 months old. You've grown up.
Yeah. Only 15 years. It's
only
been a
15
little,
years.
Just, yeah.
Well, today we're going to be talking about something that's been in the news a lot. We're going to be talking about bullying.
Yep.
And you are the victim of some bullying that has happened to you over the years. The other night when we were having dinner, getting ready for this, you were telling me some stories that I just couldn't believe about what's going on in high school these days.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk a little bit about that. But first of all, Lauren, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background? You're 15 years old.
Yeah.
You go to school up in the Portland area?
Yes, I'm a part of the Beaverton School District.
Okay.
High school.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do for, what are your hobbies?
Well, I played basketball for my high school, and I was also a cheerleader during football season this
year. The rah-rah cheerleader,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. The, like, whoop-de-doo. I have 2 younger siblings. They're, like, my life. I'm just the oldest, so my time really goes towards them. And then both my parents work, and then we have a dog. So I kind of take care of all 3 of those little ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What do you do for hobbies?
I play basketball. I work with TEDx Portland a lot.
What
on
is that?
TEDx is, like, a community Portland-based web design for people to share their stories based on, like, bullying, sexual harassment, just, like, their point of view on life. Like, it really streams from, like, presidential rights or gun patrol to, like, bullying to a story about their kid. Like, it can really go from...
So is it like some type of social media, like,
yeah,
like Facebook?
We have a get together once every year, and we have people share their stories. It's like a big event that's hosted downtown Portland.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I got a sneaky feeling in the next hour there's going to be a lot of things I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So it's called TEDx.
Yes.
Now, is it something you subscribe to, or is it anybody beyond this?
Well, my dad actually works for TEDx, so I shared my story on bullying, which brought a lot of eyes from older people to younger people, and they just asked me to share it because it's interesting and people wanted to know how I dealt with my story and how I can speak up for other kids to deal with their story.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more eye-opening for all
okay.
of them.
Okay. Before we get into your story about the bullying, what are you studying in school? What's some of your favorite topics? Because you were telling me the other night about some stuff that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I'm in criminal law. I want to be a lawyer when I'm older, but I also want to graduate high school and then go off to OSU and get my bachelor's in communication, just like my mom did. I love writing. I'm in Lit and Comp 2 as a freshman, so that's pretty impressive. Yeah, I just I like world history. I like finding out about, like, how our world became how it is today.
Sure.
And how the wars worked and just all of that. I'm not very good at science. My grandpa would not be impressed with me with that one. But yeah, I really like my high school. So
how about you're enjoying high school right
yes.
now then? Okay.
Currently, yes.
Yeah.
There's always those ups and downs, bad days, but that's throughout life.
Got to
so.
Ask you.
Yep.
Beautiful freshman. You got a boyfriend?
I did.
Uh-oh.
No longer.
Okay.
I guess work with boys anymore.
Well, you know what? At 15 years old, you'll have several more before
yeah,
you're done with this.
Everyone agrees with that one.
Sure. So you said you're studying criminal law. You
yes.
enjoy criminal law?
Yes. I love watching Chicago PD and
that's
Law and Order.
That's
SVU,
our favorite.
Yep.
Yes.
I think SVU, it's rape, so it's really intense, and mm-hmm. I don't think I would want to work with rape cases when I'm older, but I definitely want to be a lawyer, law and justice.
Now, what do they teach you in high school about criminal law? We never had that when I was going to high school.
Yeah, it really varies on based on like what the social media's kind of working towards. So right now we're doing a lot on gun patrol in schools and a lot of how we think the president, our current president, is treating all of us as, that's kind of our main topic right now. We have dealt with like we've been given cases, I think they're made up, but and to just like present like yourself as a lawyer or present yourself as the victim and just argue your way out of it and defend and make the jury believe you and which side you're presenting on.
When we were having dinner the other night preparing for this, you were telling me some stories, and I wanted to ask you about this. When I went to high school, we didn't have lockdowns, okay?
Yeah.
The only thing that we locked down was my friend Dan Ferrari. We locked him in the boys' gym, and that was our lockdown.
Yeah.
So tell me about this lockdown stuff. When you started school, when you as a freshman went to this high school for the first time, do they tell you about lockdowns? I mean, I know you've gone through it in previous years.
And yes, previous schools.
How does a lockdown work?
Well, from elementary up to high school, we have drills. It's Oregon protocol to practice
lockdown drills.
Yes, practicing lock-ins, lockouts, earthquakes, and fire.
All right. Tell me about a lockdown. Okay, when it happens. So you had an incident the other day that
actually,
you were stuck somewhere.
I was very
what
scared
happened?
About that one. So, our lockdowns at my high school are teacher substitute, whichever teacher's in your room, locks the door, closes. If you have a window in your classroom, close all blinds. Everyone hides in a dark corner, so if there's any visible contact, no shooter or harmful person towards us can see us.
Are there dark corners in the classroom?
Once you turn the lights off, there are. Whichever corner that's less visible is your main
option.
The
furthest
option.
Away from the
yes,
door?
Yes, yes.
Okay, do you guys put anything up in front of the door there to
no,
barricade
we have,
yourselves?
We have, no, not that I know of. The teachers are given keys to just lock from front and back.
So is there some type of an alarm that goes off or something? How do you know when a lockdown's going down? The other day, you were
so
stuck.
I was actually in the hallway. We had a substitute for my health teacher, and I was working on a project just out in the hallway, and I was trying to go back in class and the doors were locked and my friend texted me that we're in lockdown and I didn't know what to do. I was just out in the hallway and no teacher would let me into their classroom because it could be a student that's armed in the class or in the hallway, but right. It's also you could be the student that's about to be shot or hurt.
So you had a lockdown and the lockdown came down and you were
I was
in
unaware
the hall.
Of it, yes.
You were in the hall. So at that point you can't get into a class. What did
yeah.
you do?
I went to the bathroom. I didn't really know if it was a drill. I thought it was a drill, so I just went to the bathroom and sat in a stall closest to the corner. Yeah, I was really scared. I was upset for not letting me into the classroom. I was there for about maybe 7 minutes.
Okay. So is there an alarm that goes off or something? How do you know when the school's going into lockdown?
No one goes over our sound system or alarm. It's more like the teachers are like, hey, we're locking the door.
So the teachers are all notified somehow?
Yes, okay. But I am unaware of
how. How are the teachers notified? Is there a phone?
I'm going to assume their phones. They are throughout our school. We have phones where the office can call them. I don't know if they go over that speakerphone.
Okay.
But I know they don't go over our whole school.
So when a lockdown happens, what does the teacher say? Oh, we're in lockdown. Everybody turn off the light.
Well,
she stops teaching the class or he stops teaching the class?
Yeah, we have to stop teaching class. You need to put your phone away. That's what they want you
all
to do.
All the students do.
All students need to put their phone away. Be quiet, obviously. If you're going to talk, you're going to track a harmful person that's in our school. So that's kind of like be quiet, stay calm, don't stress out.
Are you scared when that happens?
I think every kid is scared just because of all the shootings that have happened throughout
And you don't know whether it's a drill or not.
Yeah.
So
then you do have
point,
that feeling
you
where
say,
you're like...
Can you ask the teacher, is this just a drill? I mean, that's got to be able to... You've got to be able to put the children's mind at ease.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just talking especially for the younger kids. I mean, even a
freshman
teenager
would be scared,
would
yes.
get scared.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in elementary schools anymore. I can ask my siblings, but for my high school, we try to keep as calm as we can. We are the oldest for high school, so it goes elementary, middle, high school. So we need to be a role model as to stay calm.
Okay. The teacher will stop teaching. The doors are locked. The blinds are shut. You're all huddled in some corner. Are students talking to each other? I mean, what about the...
all students are going to want to be like,
what about the tough guys? You know,
yeah.
The tough guy. Are they turning into marshmallows?
Yeah. Everyone has their phone. Our school does not have service. sadly. We do have a Wi-Fi system, so...
What do you mean your phone has no service?
Our school hasn't carried out service throughout the school, so they do continue a Wi-Fi, but okay. they don't have service for carriers like T-Mobile and Sprint and AT&T. So every student will not have service if you need to get a hold of someone, but you can't text them. And so okay. in classes, we have gone over in the beginning of the year what you do text your parents if you're in that emergency.
What do you text your parents?
Call 911. And
you tell the parents to call
911? Yeah, you just say call. You repeat. You want to repeat what you're saying so your parents aren't asking you questions. Just say call 911. We are in lockdown or there's a shooter. Like, you need to specifically be like, do this, and then keep repeating that because your parents will be like, are you okay?
Doesn't that, Lauren, encourage the parents
to show up at the school? Yes.
Exactly. Jump in the car and head to the school?
Yeah, I think every parent's going to be like, I want to go save their child. That's an sure. endless amount of love. But that's where it's like the parents need to know, like, if you get that text, you really do need to call the police, because if there's a shooter in our school, then that's going to be like a
But Lauren, harm. how do you know when you if it's a drill, how do you know it's a drill then? Because they haven't told you.
Yeah, that's
so,
where
it's... So you're picking up the phone and you're saying call 911, but it's only a drill.
Yeah,
so
that's where they have to
I would
to
imagine
tell us.
The 911 operators are probably... have been advised that there's going to be a drill at
yeah.
this school. So when the calls start coming in, no, it's just a drill.
So I think it's more like if you hear like a shot or if it's an immediate attack on our school, then that's when you text your parents or that's when you get a hold of whoever you can for medical or emergency help. I do agree that schools around the world need to go over protocol for what your school is going to take action in if there is a harmful threat to your school.
So did they, at the beginning of your school year, do they tell you, hey, this is what you're going to do? Or do the teachers tell you each class, this is how we're going to handle it?
Yeah, in the beginning of the school year, they let you know, like, this is how we handle our earthquake drills. This is how we handle our lockouts, lock-ins. Like, you got to know, because if it was to happen,
mm-hmm.
you just have to be aware.
Scary.
Yeah.
We were talking the other night, back again in the 60s when I was going to school, we had these drills that you just hide under your table. And that
yep.
was in case the Russians decided to attack us at that point. But it's not anything at all like what it is nowadays. This is it's kind of scary to be in high school right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think with everything going on, especially with that mass high school shooting, it's very eye-opening to be cautious of who you're surrounding yourself with, public places, at home, at school. Just be cautious.
Sure. Alrighty, Lauren, we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, more with today's special guest, Lauren Simpson, who is a 15-year-old freshman. We are continuing to broadcast from Riverfront Park. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
This segment of The Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. All aboard the Willamette Queen at the Salem Riverfront Park in downtown Salem. Enjoy a riverboat experience reminiscent of the days when travel on the Willamette River was only by steam-powered sternwheel boats. Relive Oregon's historic past while enjoying elegant dining and a relaxing, leisurely voyage. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion cruise, they're open year-round. Call for more details, 503-371-1103. That number again for the Willamette Queen is 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen. Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. But check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection.
We're back in 5, 4, cue Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Show. Today's guest, 15-year-old freshman Lauren Simpson. And Lauren, forgive me, I don't mean to keep mentioning your age, but I think it's going to be really important on some of the stuff we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
Because you are 15 going on 30, it seems like. You've been the subject of some bullying to the point where you've had to actually switch schools?
Yes, multiple times.
Okay, where did the bullying start and why?
I was younger, so both my parents grew up being, as the hell they are, like probably fifth grade. So I did grow up being a little bit bigger of a kid. So my body image really attracted other girls to body shame me. So I had a lot of "you're fat" comments and "kill yourself,
Lauren,
you're fat."
You're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
I was telling my wife that when we were driving home from dinner. I said, "That is one beautiful girl So I don't. Especially if someone's bigger than me, I'm not gonna attack them because they're gonna hurt me.
No. Yes. Well, I have grown with like my self-esteem to be like to confront them and be like, that's not okay, and that's why I've taken such a big role in bullying and stopping it around my town. And
okay, so what happened? When did it start? You said in the fifth grade or so.
Actually, around like maybe second grade.
Okay. And what did you have to do? What happened? How were you bullied?
I was bullied.
Besides
just
the body shaming?
Yeah, I think I started getting bullied by social media throughout middle school. That was really the biggest dole on my like body was the social media one, because you're just anonymous throughout different apps. But throughout elementary school, I would say it was more like in person or like little girl drama that just kind of like built up until I got into middle school. And
do you mind if I ask what kind of bullying they did?
Yeah, no, I totally don't mind. It was more like "kill yourselves." Like,
get
those
out
little,
of here. Seriously?
Those comments where it seems so small, but it is so big on someone's body impact. Like, "you're not pretty, you're not like beautiful, kill yourself because you're fat." We don't want to be friends. In elementary school, it's more like, "we don't want to be friends with you because you're fat," or "we don't want to talk to you because you're not pretty. You don't have this earring, you don't have these clothes." So I was always just kind of like not by myself, but in my little circle of like, I would have one friend or maybe two friends at the most, but I was always, it was always me and this person, me and that person. Mm-hmm. I was never like a part of like the girl squad until in high school.
But you were a cheerleader.
Yes. Starting high school, I did, because I was on the varsity cheer team. So that
you were
really
the
brought
the most unpopular cheerleader then, right?
In high school, I became very popular just because I was on that varsity cheer team
so
as a freshman.
Getting back to that, then how did you get past that, the bullying? What did you do?
I have amazing parents. They are amazing. They helped me medically. They helped me physically, socially.
Medically?
Counselor.
Okay.
Someone for me to talk to.
Okay.
Just, I grew up, like, right as I was two, my parents had another baby, so my attention span really went from, like, just me to another person. So I've always struggled with like attention towards me. So to talk just about me was really hard for me, because I would deny that I'm sad or I'm unhappy or I don't have friends. So talking to a counselor really opened up my like emotions.
You're a
and
talker.
Feeling. Yes, I am a talker. I'm very open now.
I'm just sitting back here letting you do the show here. You're a talker. How did you deal with it at school? Did you have to get teachers involved with
yes.
it or what happened?
Teachers did get involved. I don't think teacher necessarily knows what to do. I mean, like, some teachers have kids, some teachers don't. They don't necessarily know what to do other than like stop being mean or talk it through, like,
and that garbage never works.
Yeah, that garbage
does not
you're
work.
Not gonna stop a bully, because a bully either has something going on in their personal life at home,
exactly.
or their self-esteem is not very good, so always telling them is gonna make it worse. That I've realized
when my son He was a Denver Bronco fan. He still is. when he went to school, he used to get in junior high, he used to get, they would buzz him pretty good about being a Denver Bronco fan. And finally one day he came home and he was just in tears. And I said, "What's the matter?" He goes, "I'm just so tired of them constantly making fun of the fact that I'm a Denver Bronco fan."
Yeah.
And so that year the Broncos went to the Super Bowl and won. Thank you very much. Now it's done.
Now you're the king.
So
yeah.
How did you deal with it at school? Did you switch schools, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So I went from
because of the bullying.
Preschool, yes. And then I ended up at an elementary school and then left that elementary school, attended a different elementary school.
Because of bullying there?
Yeah, but then came back to that original one and then ended up going to middle school, and now I'm in high school.
So have the kids that bullied you, are they still around?
Well, I always say, like, karma's going to bite you in the butt
exactly.
in the future.
I mean,
and
you're a beautiful
have,
girl. And for them to look at her going, wow,
yeah,
what happened to her?
I definitely got my share of becoming more self-confident and seeing those people go lower down while I rise up high.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. And how did your parents help you? You have amazing parents.
Yes, I have the best parents. They grew up bigger too, so they have always gone... Like, my dad has 9 siblings, so he's always felt that way of the, like, I can't think just about myself. I'm always didn't really embrace, like, he was being bullied, so he helped me throughout that. And then my mom's just amazing. She's so supportive, and she loves me, so she was just always there to be like, you're beautiful. And I have 2 younger siblings, and at the time they were little, so they were just kind of like... all cutesy and fun, so sure, didn't really understand sure. what was going on, but...
So now you go to high school.
Yes.
And you're a cheerleader in high school. You're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Are you still being bullied?
No.
When did it stop?
Well, I don't know if it's more bullying. It's more like there will be a drama incident. I've had a really big drama incident this year, actually.
We're going to talk about that on the next segment here.
Yes. But I haven't been... directly bullied on social media or
is that
person.
Where most of the bullying takes place is on social
media?
Say,
yeah, social
so
media,
it's not face to face anymore.
No, like, I think I would say people are scared to face to face talk. It's
sure.
more you're anonymous over a phone. You can say anything you want. So people think they rise as a bigger voice over a phone than you would do in person.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad.
So
when
was the last time you were bullied, and how were you bullied? And we have 1 minute to go here. When was the last time you were bullied?
A couple months ago, 2 months.
Well, that's because of the incident that we're going to talk about. Okay. Prior to that.
Yeah. I would say middle school,
okay.
maybe end of 7th grade, my friend group and I decided to stop being friends, and that took a big toll on me. So that created a lot of social media harassment and bullying.
Right. Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, this is a segment that blew my mind the other night when you were telling me about it. And I want our listeners to hear this because... I had no idea this happened. It was not on the news.
Yeah.
Or if it was, we didn't catch it. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guest, 15-year-old freshman Laura Simpson. We are broadcasting live from Riverfront Park on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. You know, when it comes time to move into a new home, it's time to consider Don Lule Homes. The Lule difference is simply setting the bar for quality service in Salem. Find out today about custom-built new home. Don Lule Homes offers open floor plans, quality craftsmanship, and over 50 years of excellent experience in new construction. Beautiful homes are coming soon. Call today and ask for Erica at 503-428-6990. Don Lule Homes. We are back. This is Terry Saul's show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host and so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's special guest is Lauren Simpson. She is a freshman in high school, and we are talking about bullying. Lauren, this segment, we're going to talk about an incident that just kind of wrapped up recently.
Yes.
Okay. There was an incident at your school. Well, you tell the story. First of all, start from the beginning. What happened?
So one night, it was a Sunday night, these 2 girls that don't attend my high school posted a picture of a gun and said, they did the little at sign at Lauren Simpson, we're coming for you. So I got
They're coming for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that Monday, I had got a voicemail that those 2 girls that they were going to come shoot at my school and kill me. So
okay, now you played the voice. We're not going to play it because
the language
gets pretty rough in it.
Yeah.
But you played it for me the other night, and it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary. So they sent that to you. Did you know who these girls are?
Yes, I know of them. I've never met them before.
Why are they mad at you?
I'm friends with one of their, or I was friends with one of their boyfriends.
Just strictly friends, nothing romantic.
Yeah.
And so they got mad.
Yep.
And they're going to come kill you.
Yep.
Over that.
Yes. Not very logical, but...
You think?
Yeah.
Lauren, when I was in school, we just go out and round back and beat each other up with knuckles.
Yep.
Okay,
I kind of
so
wish
happened?
It was like that these days.
What happened?
So Monday morning, I felt very threatened by those... messages. And so I took it to my SRO, which is our just Beaverton school police.
Okay.
We have two at every high school has two. So
okay.
I took it to them and they decided to call the Beaverton police and they surrounded my school. So our school went into
lockdown.
Wait,
slow down. The Beaverton police surrounded your
yes,
school?
Yes. Sorry, I go pretty fast on this one.
No, that's right. And you went into lockdown.
Yes.
Okay, because you knew the girls were coming. Okay,
yes.
You knew they were coming.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I wasn't the only student targeted at my school. So I was the one to tell all the names to our SROs who
okay.
collected all of the students.
Okay.
And they put us in a blue room.
Blue room. Yes. What is a blue room?
Every high school has a blue room. It is a safety room for all staff when there is an earthquake or a shooting. They all hide in there. It is.
When you say for all staff, what do you mean?
Like,
just the staff? Sorry, kid, get out.
Yeah. Anyone who's in our office actually is needed to be put in the blue room in emergency.
Okay.
So our blue room contains of water, food, a radio, a phone, no TV, but we do have couches, blankets.
Seriously?
Yes.
But no windows?
No windows.
Okay.
It is all, that's why we call it the blue room. It is all blacked out. I don't know what's called
really?
Black room, but
yeah.
Blue room, is the walls are blue, so
right.
no
so
one can see in
So they put you in the
out.
Blue, do they put the other two people that were targeted as well?
There wasn't only two. Oh. There was a couple, there was seven more.
Seriously? Okay.
Yeah.
So
all seven of us.
All seven of you are in the blue room. Who are you in there with?
We are in there with all of our administration, including principals, so all VPs, all counselors, our two SROs, our just school main officer, and then all Beaverton police.
They're taking this thing seriously,
aren't they? Surrounded around every entrance of our school. Yeah, very seriously.
Wow.
Yes.
So what happened? How long were you in the blue room?
It felt like so short because I was just, a lot of us were crying, we were stressed, our parents were called. We had nurses there checking on us. I think a couple hours until the girls showed up and were arrested.
Wait. The girls actually showed up?
Yes, they were arrested on campus.
Okay, so how did the we're being attacked by birds here
yeah.
at Riverfront Park as they're flying over us. How did the police know that they were the girls when they just walked on campus?
We had pictures of them and their dad who offered to drive them to shoot up our school.
Wait a minute. The father?
Yes.
The father
yeah.
offered to drive the teenage daughters to the school
yep.
to shoot up other
yes.
students.
The gun
that
they were armed with it was under his name.
Yeah.
So
he had a weapon?
Yes. They were both armed.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So the father shows up with the two children or the two girls
yes,
there.
Two
and what
girls.
Turns them loose is here. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Go on the campus and shoot it up.
Yeah. So they came in through our.
I don't
one
mean
of
to make
back,
light of it, but it sounds
yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah. They came in through one of our back entrances because
okay.
they thought they could get in
but
through
the
back.
Beaverton police were there.
Found them armed, and they. I wasn't outside to be like, see, watch, like, put your hands up, because. But they. Yes, they were arrested, and they were all three armed at that time.
Holy moly! So at that point, okay. First of all, as a parent, I would be terrified.
Yes,
now,
I'm
as,
sure
as,
all of our
as the
were.
Target, which you were a target
yes.
at that point, what's going through your mind?
I felt safe in the moment because I had all of these police officers. I've never had to call the police in my life. So
okay.
to have all those police officers there, to have my SRO there, there was a nurse for like all of us. We were just, we had blankets. Like it was like we would have been like in an earthquake. It was a safe home. It felt safe.
Were you girls?
Yes, I was scared until I went to my officer.
Okay.
And I think if I hadn't gone to my officer, it would have taken a bad turn.
The officer was your SRO?
My SRO,
oh, okay.
yes.
So you knew who that was?
Yes,
okay.
I know both of them very well.
So at one point, there was like seven of you girls that were targeted? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. You're in this blue room together. Are you talking to each other?
Well, myself, got so stressed out that I was crying and throwing up. A lot of us were, I think all of us were crying. A lot of us were stressed out, wondering if our parents, I was scared my parents would be mad. Obviously, they were not. They were scared for me, and they're supportive.
Be mad at who? Be mad at you?
Yes.
Why? You didn't
because
do anything.
Because I probably shouldn't have become friends with one of their boyfriends, knowing that they're kind of crazy.
Oh, boy. But your parents weren't. They were the total opposite, just scared to death.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so you're all in that room now. Were the seven of you girls, were you guys talking to each other at all?
No. A lot
have
of
you talked
our
with them since?
So we have six counselors.
Okay.
So our counselors are spread about. We have four VPs, which is our vice principal. So, and then we had our principal who was with their radio talking to the outside police. Our SROs were going in and out. All doors were locked. We have bathrooms in there. So I was talking to my VP, my counselor, the nurse. We had nurses just sitting with us to make sure that we weren't going to harm ourselves with becoming stressed out or just wanting to.
Did you ever think of harming yourself?
No, I'm not one to.
Good for you.
Harm myself,
good
yeah.
Good for you. Okay. So you're all in there for a couple of hours now. When do you get the okay, it's time to come out now?
When the girls were arrested and brought off campus, our parents were allowed to come into the blue room, and they talked all of our singular VPs.
What did your mom say to you? Do you remember what she said to you? Or what?
She
what
gave
did
me
you
a hug. She,
you think?
Yeah, she was crying.
Sure.
My dad was at work, so he came later. We were all dismissed from our classes a week after just to debrief, as the whole school was going to find out about it, as they were in lockdown for a while.
Sure.
So,
have you spoken since then to those other girls that were the
yeah
target?
I see them in the hallways a couple times, and I'm a part of our leadership squad, so I'm just like, how's your day, how are you, like
yeah.
Are you enjoying like the weather, like I'm super one to just be like hi, give them a hug even if I don't really know them, or your outfit's cute. So yeah, I do see them, compliment them, we talk a little, but I didn't know who they were before that.
Why were they targeted? Because they were also friends with the boyfriend?
That's a great question. I actually don't know the answer to that. They do have a tie to those girls. I just don't know if it's necessarily the same tie that I had.
Okay, so were the two girls and the father, all three of them were arrested? The father was too?
Was armed or was
there? No, was
there?
He arrested?
Oh, yes. They are all still in jail right
they
now.
They are in jail
yes.
right now. This just happened a couple of months ago, right?
Yes. Mid-March, so yeah.
Okay, so they are still in jail right now, probably waiting for the trial, I would assume?
Yes.
Are you going to have to testify at the trial?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. The girls, and they probably haven't said yet, and that may come out at the trial, but did they say why they wanted to do that? I mean, we know what the reason was.
They said that they didn't like me.
They didn't like you?
Yeah.
Did they know you?
No, not very well. They knew of me just from, like, my Instagram
social media
account, or yeah.
So you're going to go to a school, and you're going to shoot up the school, possibly kill a student, a human being,
yeah.
possibly get yourself hurt because
you didn't like them.
You don't like them on their social media.
Yeah,
is
and what's
what
funny
to
me
down
is
to?
They live an hour away. They attend a totally different school district than I do. So the fact that they didn't like me to come to my town and try to hurt me was a little like, no, not happening.
The part that floors me is the father that drove them down
yeah.
there and said, here's a gun.
I think
go
that,
in there.
That
what the hell's
opened
he
a lot of people's eyes. Like, why were you doing that? Why? That's what's going to go through the during the court trial is like, why were you wanting to harm teenage girls and supporting weapons to your girls?
Do you, this just happened a couple of months ago. Lauren, do you think about it a lot?
Yeah, I really watch my surroundings. I mean, obviously I'm a high school girl, so I get asked to go out to parties at 12 o'clock or I ask to go sneak out, and my answer is always no. I don't want anything to do with anything after past 10:30. Like,
right.
And my parents are very supportive. They're like, if you want to go to a party, go, just don't drink. And my grandpa's an alcoholic who just passed away recently, so I'm not going to, haven't drank. I don't think I will until I'm very old.
My mother was a single mom too, and she always told us, she says, if you're going to drink, call me.
Yeah.
And I would call her, and my last name is Saltalamacchia, 13 letters, and she'd always say, spell your last name. And if we could spell it, we were okay.
We were fine,
and
yeah.
I told her, Ma, when I'm sober, I couldn't spell
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I only did it one time, and she came and picked me up and didn't say a word. She
yeah.
says, thank you for coming. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, so I definitely do watch my surroundings and the people I talk to. I mean, boys over social media these days are insane. They'll just be like, hi, you're cute, let's hook up. And it's always like, no, I'm
just
blocking
like
you. Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm very cautious about what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, and yeah.
Yeah, all right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back in just a moment. with 15-year-old freshman Laura Simpson. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. We'll be right back. This segment of The Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. All aboard the Willamette Queen at the Salem Riverfront Park in downtown Salem. Enjoy a riverboat experience reminiscent of the days when travel on the Willamette River was only by steam-powered sternwheel boats. Relive Oregon's historic past while enjoying elegant dining and a relaxing, leisurely voyage. The next time you plan an event, think of the Willamette Queen. Whether it's a lunch cruise, a gourmet dinner cruise, a brunch cruise, or just an excursion cruise. They're open year-round. Call for more details, 503-371-1103. That number again for the Willamette Queen is 503-371-1103. Remember, it's the Willamette Queen.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to our final few minutes this morning. Our guest has been 15-year-old freshman Laura Simpson, and we're talking about bullying, and she was the subject of some serious bullying that's been going on for the past couple of years. How did this incident that we were just talking about, how has it affected your life?
It's affected my life very, totally. Like, it's taken a big...
Are you afraid to go to school?
No. Actually, I'm going to take that back. For probably the first month after that, yes, I was very, I don't want to go to school. I want to stay home. I'm scared today. I'm scared tomorrow. I'm scared right now. But my school did a very good job making sure all seven of us felt very safe, felt very harmful, harmless. Like, we just felt amazing. Like, They were very open to us. But I do think it has opened my eyes to explain to younger kids who might go through this. I hope not, who are bullied.
Do you see bullying going on at your school?
With two younger,
do you step in at all when you see that, or do you? For me, I guess what I would do is probably whoever is being bullied, I would want to take their side and comfort them and say, "Hey, you know."
Yeah, I would too. I mean, we have like occasional like boy to boy fist fights, like you said, but no, I don't jump into those. I've never really seen a girl or boy get targeted or bullied at my school. I do think with two younger siblings that they do have bullies still in elementary school and middle school to this day. So I do hear stories about, oh, this girl said this girl was ugly, from my little sister who is in fourth grade at a elementary school, or my brother who is in seventh grade at a middle school. We'll go over, like, because I attended that middle school, we'll go over, like, if these people are still being rude to him or if these people are still being rude to other people. Yeah.
So you go to other schools right now. You go to... Tell me about that.
With TEDx on my story, they do offer me to go to other elementary schools and middle schools, sometimes even high schools to
and
just...
And you talk to...
I talk to them about my story from when I was little to bullied to how I dealt with my story just now.
You're not afraid to talk, are you?
No, I'm definitely not afraid to talk. So
what do you tell them? What are you telling... Are you
like,
meeting with these kids individually or a group, or how are you doing that?
A group. A lot of kids a lot of schools do a group, like a kind of like an assembly thing. I just go like, "Hi, I'm Lauren Simpson and this is my story." Like, and then towards the end I talk about like, you need to encourage yourself. You are your biggest role model. Like, you are you. So stay you, because you're like the best version of yourself. So be who you want to be, transgender, religion, like just you be you, because no one else is going to be you. Stay true to yourself. Like, stand up for yourself. You are your own rights. Like, don't let people hurt you, harm you. Words don't matter. Like, stay like beautiful, like boy or girl, just stay who you are.
And you're only 15 years old.
Yes.
Wow. So do you enjoy doing that?
Yes.
Going to the different schools?
Yeah, I really like talking
people,
to kids.
Have any of the kids come up to you and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm being bullied. What do I do?"
Yeah,
do I
actually, I've gotten emails before, like, some use fake names, some don't. I usually know the kid if I've gone to that school or not, who are like, "This is my story. What do I do? Can you help me? Can you help me talk to my parents?" Actually, one of my best friends just came out about being gay. He is transgender as well. So that was a very big step for his family to go through. And so he has shouted me out. I was his main, like, talk to person. I helped him. I was there when he told his parents, when he told his friends. He doesn't attend the same high school as me, sadly. But yes, I am there as much as I can through social media, through personality, through anything.
Is he being bullied?
Not bullied, but I think it's more like a ha-ha moment. Like, oh my God, you like this guy? Like,
yeah.
I mean, just boys can be jerks and girls can be mean. Like, that's just how it's going to be. But, like,
that's
the girls
part
who
of
aren't
growing up, though.
The
that's
girls who aren't mean up. And the boys who aren't mean, like, be friends with them and encourage yourself to not be that mean person, because that's how, like, our society is going to grow to be so strong and beautiful and powerful. Mm-hmm. So,
where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Graduating college.
Okay.
Or actually, 5 years would be graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you want to go on to college?
Yes, I'll want to go to OSU.
Right, and then you want to become an attorney?
Yeah, lawyer, attorney.
What type of an attorney have you thought about it?
I want to be involved in criminal law and justice. So, like, I don't know if I want to do rape cases quite yet, as I'm 15 years old. But I really like knowing about what's going on around the world, and I'm very interested in supporting people and helping people, even if you made a bad mistake and you want to be better, or if you're the victim in the crime.
And you also want to get married and have a slew of children. How many kids do you want?
Two. I want a boy and a girl to experience both
there
genders.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. My son just had a little daughter there, and my son's a big tough paramedic there, and all of a sudden he has his little daughter, and she just has him totally wrapped.
Yep.
Just totally wrapped.
Kids bring people closer, I believe.
They certainly do. Well, you know, we've said before, you're 15 years old, but you're
going
far,
on 30.
Yes, 15 going on 30. Is there a phone number, or is not? Let's not do a phone number. Let's just say, is there an email? If any of our listeners may have children that are in school that might be going through this, that they can contact somebody like yourself who's been through it all.
Yes,
and maybe you can, are you okay with just
chatting
with
totally.
Somebody?
Yeah, no, totally.
What's so, is there an email address?
Yes,
that they
so
can send
mine
it to
is.
You?
LuluSimpson@live.com. So
Lou Simpson.
Yes.
Now, how did you come up with that?
Well, my grandpa Lou, that's why I'm named L-O-U, Lauren, is because he was L-O-U as well. So my nickname's Lulu. So it's L-O-U, so Lulu, Simpson, @live.com.
@live.com.
Yes. So L-O-U, Simpson, like the show, @live.com.
All right. And so if anybody does have any...
And I'm very quick to respond. I'm very supportive. Let me know what's going on, and I will give you my advice. I will give you what I think you should do. I'm very open.
All right. Any final thoughts? What would you like to see? What would you like to see?
I would like to see our world become closer as one.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I mean, like, I would love to see the world become like a great place, but I do think my role in my county and country and state is just kind of like, be the best person you can be, because your actions are gonna like reflect on other people's actions to be the best that they can be. And so that's what I believe in. Is like,
are you afraid right now?
No.
Not at all?
I'm very happy.
You're very happy.
I love my life, and I love the people in my life, and I just want other people to be happy as I am.
And that boyfriend that you just lost, the heck with him, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
you can leave. You can leave.
There you go. Well, Laura, like I say, I've known you since you were 3 months old.
Yep.
and I will tell you this, you've grown into a beautiful woman.
Thank
and
you
very
much.
You are such a joy to deal with. And
thank you.
If anybody starts bullying you, you give Uncle Terry a call. And
yeah.
We'll take care of that real
I'll
fast.
I'll let you know.
There you go. again, Lauren, if you have a child that is going through this, it's not a fun thing to go through, is it?
No, I don't think anyone would want to be bullied. And so I also feel like if you have someone to talk to and just share your feelings, you can move on quicker and you can heal better.
All right. And, of course, the address is Lulu, L-O-U, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, LuluSimpson @live.com. And feel free to send Lauren a message there, and she'll get back with you real quick. And if you'd like to have her chat with one of your children or grandchildren or whatever you've got, she'd be more than glad to do it. Would you do me a favor? Would you come back and talk with us again?
Yes, of course.
All right. Our guest has been 15-year-old freshman from... the Portland area, I guess we would say.
Yes,
we're not
Portland, Beaverton.
And her name is Lauren Simpson. And again, her email address is lulusimpson@live.com. And thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
We are just about out of time this morning. Want to thank our host, the Riverfront Park, for allowing us to broadcast here this morning. If you would like for us to come to your business and broadcast, it's real simple. Drop us a line at terry@1220.am, or you can catch us live on Facebook at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Terry Saul. A big thank you to our special guest, Lauren Simpson. We'll be back and do this all over again next week at 10 a.m. on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Have a great and safe week.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Holmes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.